Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, April the 16th, day after tax day. Tuesday, April the 16th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got the introduction of a very, very powerful show or series, I should say, pay-per-view series that starts mañana. So we start the new series tomorrow. That's Wednesday night at probably about 7 p.m., 6:37, we'll start part one. We want to lay down the foundation. We want to lay down the intro, so that way when we start the series, we want to go through the what I call the basics. As we're talking about sex and marriage, we want to talk about the ontological history, because we're going through my book, The Ontological History of Mankind and Planet Earth. So we're talking about the hidden ontological history of mankind, and one of the keys and one of the secrets to mankind that's not mankind, but we're part of the God kind, of the God class, and we're going to break down these two misnomers that are called sex and marriage. So we want to go through, I want to introduce you to this topic. It's a very, 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 very controversial, we'll put it that way, topic. But again, we want to talk about this subject because we want to break this down so that way moving forward, and I've mentioned this, you know, for the last really year, really 2 years, I've been wanting to do this ever since I did the series on sex, sensuality, spirituality and superiority. So we touched on this during that series, as we talked about sexuality and we talked about how, you know, sex is really taboo, and we talked about from a religious perspective how there are certain things that's talked about when we talk about sex. I'd like to read you a quote by Alex DeQuali, you know, who's a guy that has a lot of controversy, we'll put it that way, around his teachings, name, writings, kind of like a lot of the people that got into under open understanding this topic. So Aleister Crowley said back in the day that if this secret of sexual magic or sex, which is a scientific secret, emphasis on the word scientific, which is a scientific secret, and that's what we're going to be talking about during this series, if it were perfectly understood, as it is not by me, after more than 20 years of research, almost constant study and experimentation, there would be nothing which the human imagination can conceive that could not be realized in practice. So that's a quote by Aleister Crowley, who wrote a book called Unleashing the Beast. And during this series, we're going to go into, and we're going to totally give it to you. Whether you are able to digest this overstanding or not, that's on you. But we're going to provide, as I do with every series and every show and everything that I talk about, we're going to give you the cosmology, we're going to give you the biology, and we're going to give you the theology. Now, you can take it or leave it, but we're going to, again, provide you with a secret. We're going to provide you with the hidden esoteric. We're going to provide you with what they, the powers that be, the one percenters know. I posted a quote on my Facebook, not a quote, but a article on my Facebook page earlier today, as we're talking about what they've done and what they are doing in the natural health care, or the natural cure, or the natural, you know, the hidden esoteric. And I may do a title, I may do a separate series that deals with this topic as well. But that was an article that was that I posted on my Facebook page that was talking about how the world's elite, they use all of this knowledge, but they kill, they remove, you can't even find this on Google, any knowledge that pertains to the natural cures or anything that leads to longevity or anything that leads to the natural God-given, emphasis on the word God-given, the natural God-given gnosis or knowledge. All scientists, anybody who comes out in public on a platform, you cannot reach a scale of someone like, let's say, a Dr. Sabin, for example, or my boy Nipsey Hussle, or anybody. You cannot reach the world stage unless there is a chink in your armor. We'll put it that way. The dark side of this harmonious arrangement, this the Cosmic God Tour, has totally erased, totally removed all from all books, from all Google search results, from all oral tradition, the true or the truth. Now, we've got King James Version, we've got a lot of other versions, but the original truth, it's almost, emphasis on the word almost, it's almost impossible to connect with the true authentic, especially when we talk about homeopathic, esoteric, Gnostic, under, over, and understanding, almost impossible. And so the powers that be have ensured that you do not have access to this particular information that we're going to be sharing, which breaks down, you know, pretty into the talking about the origins of sex, the origins of gender, the origins of sexuality, the origins of marriage, the origins of heteros gamas, the origins of holy matrimony, the origins and the significance of marriage or marriage. The origin and the significance of the marriage license, the marriage ceremony, the marriage certificate, the marriage ring, the marriage dress, all of this we're going to be breaking down during this series. We're going to also be breaking down during this series the origins of sex, the origins of, you know, sexual quote-unquote alchemy, the origins, if you will, of sexual tantra or magic, the origins and the true esoteric ontological history of gender, and the true origins and esoteric history of sexuality, because there's a difference between your sexuality and your gender, and we're going to be breaking that down. And then we're going to be breaking down also the origins and the tradition between how Sex is the number one portal or gateway for demonic entities and attachment through, again, adrenal chrome. So we're going to be breaking down the difference between, you know, the true sexual act and the demonic or the watered down or the acidic or the low vibrational sexual acts. And we're going to be sharing the difference between those two so that way you can understand, you know, the biblical, if you want to use that term, or the esoteric or the spiritual way by which each and every one of us should have this understanding. So that way we are not consciously or unconsciously violating universal spiritual law like we all do in the area of nutrition. So the article that I posted today on my Facebook channel dealt with nutrition and how all of modern medicine has been controlled by the pharmaceutical, you know, industry. And so we're going to be talking about the, you know, how, you know, all sexual knowledge has been controlled by the demonic industry. And what does that mean? As we talked about sexual, how can I put this delicately? I don't want to delve too much in it, but basically it's sexual dimorphism. It's a term that we're going to be breaking down as we go into this series and we talk about, you know, the different aspects of our sexuality, and what is it? What is it about? What is this, you know, sexuality and what leads to, you know, deviant and what leads to spiritual and growth? And what is it? Why is it? Why was it? Why has it been demonized by the church, so to speak, if it's done outside of marriage? And what is marriage, not only biblically, but also spiritually? And then we're going to talk about getting into the true, you know, historical, what's the word I'm looking for? The historical practices, if you will, and why we're going to go through the Helios Biblios, especially because there is some very, very interesting things inside of the Bible when it comes to, you know, sex or, you know, sexuality, you know, inside of the Bible. Now, it's extremely important, brothers, because this series is not about trying to, you know, demonize sex or promote sex or not promote it. And it's not about trying to demonize marriage or to promote marriage or not to promote marriage. We want to talk about the true meaning, the true esoteric. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. And so we're going to talk about, you know, what does that mean? And then we're going to break down Hebrews 13:4. One of my favorite books in the Bible is Hebrews. It says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Another scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Again, we're going to break these down during this series. Another says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth without or doth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So I've talked about this one before, but we're going to go back into it. We're going to break it down. Genesis chapter 2, 24. We're going to go through this one during this series. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So we're going to break this down, this cleaving, this leaving, this one flesh. So we're going to spend a lot of time reestablishing the true origins or the true nature or the true, you know, cause, if you will, for the sex act, if you will. And then we want to talk about, is there, you know, quote unquote, let's say, is there sex? Yeah, we use that word. Like, so you know, is there sex in heaven? And then we're going to talk about, you know, is there marriage, quote unquote, marriage in heaven? And if so, what does it consist of? You know, what does that look like? How do we interact? How is there, or what is the spiritual ramifications, if you will, of sex? And we'll get into the X and the Y chromosome. We're going to talk about the biological aspects of sex. We're going to get really heavy into the biological mitomycosis, if you will, or we're going to get into the process by which X and Y chromosomes interact. And we're going to talk about this from a biological perspective, which I talk about a lot inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple as well, and also inside of my book, Christened. So we're going to be reading from that book as well during this series as we go into this topic and into this subject, because the first principle of sex is something that's really, really, really important, because sex is something that you are. Sex is not something that you do. Let me say that again. This series is going to be profound. It's going to be really shocking, because most people, like, we have not been, at least most people I talk to, have not been exposed to the true, you know, ontological history, which is the whole point of 2019, is to expose you to truth. Not a version of it, not a slant, but the true original, according to the original. Now, if we decide to change it, and they have, they decided to change the narrative, and the writers of the narrative gave you a narrative, and the narrative that they gave you was that sex is something that you do. Sex is not something that you are. And so that was the first narrative, or that's one of the first issues or problems that we have to address, because having sex, you know, is something that we say, or, like, you know, but what do we really mean is we're talking about having intercourse, sexual intercourse. But when you really look at what that means, when we're talking about, you know, sex, are we talking about an act, or are we talking about a biological identification? So there is this phrase that's a misnomer, because intercourse, if you look at the word, it means to enter the course. So intercourse has to do with something that is supposedly forbidden. When we look at the words, and we're going to break this down during the series, because, you know, having sex, you can't do that. You can't have sex. Now, we say that all the time, but what we really mean is we want to enter the course. So now we've got to break down what that means, because sex is something that you are. Sex is not something that you do. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your theology, I understand, but we're gonna break all of this down, you know, doing this 7-hour series. And it's going to be very, very, very enlightening, because what we're going to do is destroy, you know, a lot of the sayings, because we bring about what we think about and we say what we think. So out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And sex is something that you are. And it's extremely important to start there. This sex is something that you are. Sex is not something that you do. And so we have to break that down, though, because we all have been taught that is the case. But sex is not, contrary to popular belief, something that you do. Because when you engage in, you cannot engage in a sexual act. You can't engage in a intercourse. You can't enter the course. You can enter the course. So we got to break that down. Okay, so what is that? We're doing a series, we're going to break down what is the course. A course is like a journey. We got to break all this stuff down, because we have been told, and we have been given a narrative by the dominant culture, by this harmonious arrangement. And the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement has said certain things. And it's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that we and understand. So you want to join me as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this new series that has to do with sex and marriage. Because sex and marriage is not what we've been taught. When we talk about marriage, and we talk about what, you know, what is marriage? You know, what is heterosgamous, and what is holy matrimony? Aren't they all the same thing? Not at all. So we got to break down the difference between those three items, because those terms are used interchangeably. And remember, words create sentences. Sentences create terms of endearment. Now, terms of endearment are like prison terms that keeps you in a vibrational script. And I'm going to do a whole another series on how to read life scripts, which are life streams. And the stream or the script changes. That's why they're coming out with movies they're coming out with music that you can stream. So what are they saying? So if you go to, you know, iTunes and, you know, you want to stream a particular music, what is music streaming? So when we stream our media, it is a constant receiving. It's a constant stream. So a stream, what is a stream? So a stream is something that you are constantly receiving. But you're supposed to be constantly giving. And so when we talk about reading streaming, it's extremely important, because this is a term that you're going to start coming out. You're going to start seeing more, because more and more people are understanding the spiritual significance of establishing what the Father has already, or the forefather, or the source, or the Pleroma, or the Peru, or the, you know, the all-knowing, is always sending. He's always streaming. And so now it's this ability to understand, okay, what does this and how does this relate when it comes to sexuality? Or how does this relate when it comes to spirituality? Or how does this relate when it comes to the origins of what you and I call marriage? And is marriage a trap? And if it is a trap, is it a good trap? And is it a bad trap? When did we start getting a marriage license? When did that start? What year? We're gonna break that down. But way, way back in the day, there was no something like birth certificates. When did the government start issuing birth certificates? Because before, you know, back in the old days, especially, they used to write your birth in the front of the Bibles. And then they would write, you know, down, you know, certain thing, and that was considered birth. Then way back in the day, you know, especially in the black culture, there was no such thing as, though, quote unquote, what we have right now, a traditional marriage ceremony. So what is the purpose of the marriage ceremony? What is the origins of it? What is the history behind it? What is the true esoteric meaning behind the marriage ceremony? And what does that represent? And does it have any kind of an impact on us spiritually? So when we talk about this, brothers and sisters, how does this affect the Christ eternal within the body? How does this affect us? Because remember that there is nobody that can have sex. You can't. Sex is not something, you know, sex is something that you are. Sex is not something that you do. It's not something that you have. So we are having something, we're engaging in something, but what we're having and what we're engaging in is not sex. So we got to break down, and then we got to talk about, you know, celibacy. And because that forbids intercourse. That forbids you from entering in the course. And when you have intercourse, what does that mean? What are you entering into? Because remember, sex, you can't say you're having sex. Even though we all do, we should stop saying it, because that has a huge significance in the linguistical change that takes place inside of the life stream or the life script. It changes the DNA by because remember, when we talk about, according to the book of coming forth by day and by night, the Egyptian book of the dead and all of the books that talks about the true power of linguistics, just because we have not been exposed to words like masculinity and femininity and maleness and femaleness. So when we talk about a male, it's like talking about a male. Male, M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E. So we got a guy that comes every day and he delivers. he delivers the mail. And we call him the mailman. But is he a mail, M-A-L-E, man? Or is he a mail, M-A-I-L, man? It is going to be very imperative, brothers and sisters, because the God of this world is a linguistical God. He's the little g. He is very cunning. He over, under. Now, we don't over, under, understand abracadabra. We don't. We were not taught. At least I wasn't. I was not taught grammaria and grammatus. Even though we all went to grammaria school, we all went to grammatus, we all are witches and wizards, but we don't know it. Because nobody on this call can tell me, can look me in the eyeball and tell me they did not go. Even if you were freaking homeschooled, you still learned grammatus. And you still learned grammaria. And you still are practicing grammar casting. You still are practicing spell binding. You still are practicing soul cutting or root cutting. We all are. We all was taught this by what it talks about in the book of Enoch, the fallen ones. Who you think taught us this thing called entering the course or unleashing the beast? We were all taught this, but we don't know what it is. We just, you know, we just think it's a natural expression. Birds do it, cows do it, cats do it, you know, chickens do it, everybody do it. But was that the original intent of the mind of the creator at the time that he created it? Now remember, it's not bad or good. It's just your ability to overstand it. So that way you can do what? So that way you control it. It doesn't control you. Because you know, it works for you. You don't work for it. And you're wealthy, you're healthy, you're wise, and you're in a total relationship. You're one with the Father. Your ability to understand, why do we call the male man the male man? Is he a male man? Is he a M-A-L-E man? Why are women called females? Why are they called fee? Why is there a fee? Why is there a fee? F-E-E, a fee. Why are you called a female? Is there a fee to be that type of a male? Yes, there is. But women, y'all pay a fee to be that type of male. That's why you got a womb. But that womb is a tomb. And that tomb is a womb for celestial beings. So when celestial beings die, D-Y-E, they fall into a tomb. They stay in that tomb. So the celestial tomb is a terrestrial womb, as I've been saying for 20 years. That's the fee to be a male. That's why it's called a female. It ain't free. There's a fee. But without open understanding that we are in a linguistical battle to change about the biological maleness and the biological femaleness by this change archetypes into stereotypes. We don't even know what arch. Now remember, the archons are archetypes who are changed now into stereo. Now when you listen to music, you listen to a stereo. So it produces stereotypes. So archetypes are not stereotypes. And you are subject to these stereotypes. If you're black, I'm going to stereotype you. I'm going to use music to put you in a particular type. That the stereotypes are controlled by the archetypes, the archons, as it says in the oral tradition or the ancient text. And even the oral tradition was only passed down orally. Well, there is something called oral sex, is there not? And there is something called giving brain, is there not? And so when the male ejaculates, what is he ejaculating? The chrism, the Christ oil. So what does this have to do with sex? And what does it have to do with marriage? What does it have to do with a mare that has come of age? And a mare is a female. It's a fee to be that type of a male. So we've got to break all of the hidden esoteric meanings that has been stereotyped or changed by the archons or the archetypes. These archetypes, they control this harmonious arrangement. There is a significant linguistical change that takes place anytime you trivialize, anytime you downplay, anytime you're ignorant, anytime you're unaware. Now, you may be unaware, but the powers that be, they ain't unaware. You can watch a Disney movie and you can get more sexual stimulation from watching the freaking Snow White and the Seven Dwarves than you can by watching the porn, because it's all through all of Disney. All of Disney's movies got a huge amount of hidden sexual terms so that way it can bring about a linguistical change in your biological generations or your biological expressions. This is about bringing about an internal feeling. Thus, you get a feeling you are having sex. You don't even know when you're having it because you're not having sex. You are entering a course. You're having intercourse. And this inability to understand that you think that physical act is sex. We all do because we always taught it's not sex. You can't have sex. Now, you can enter a course. You can have intercourse, but you can't have sex because sex is something that you don't determine. Sex is a biological determination by the forefather, by the foremother, by the big G, by this harmonious arrangement, by the pleroma, by source code. Yet, there is this confusion because of the stereo that's playing that established the type. So if I can change the stereo, who changes the stereos? Stereotypes is determined by the archetypes. Now, we all grew up listening to stereos or stereo music. And, you know, it all affects us. That's why we got organs inside of our body, because it is a musical instrument that plays a sound that is directed. And the sound is directed. And it is directed in a way by which to surround the listener. This is called phonography or a phonographic sound. That's you. We are sound beings. We are light beings, but we are light and sound beings. So when you introduce light into water, what did you get? Or when you introduce sound into water, I should say, what do you get? Again, just go to YouTube and type in sound into water or sound induction. What you're going to find is light. If you look, you're made up. You are sound that is introduced into water that produces your light. That's why Yahushua said, I am the light of the world. I can prove it to you using physics or using biology. If you introduce sound into water, what do you produce? Sound into water produces light. That's the electrons. This is called sonoluminescence. That is the way that you turn. You turn sound, because in the beginning was the Word. That's a sound, and the Word was with God. That's a sound, and the Word was God. God is a sound. So God introduces Himself into this dimension because you're made up of 80% water, and that water turns into light. So whenever you introduce sound, but the sound must be intense. Okay, I said this morning, doing my little two-minute clip. How do you operate at your peak performance? How do you operate at your peak? Intense. But it's not intense enough. That's why you need sex. Because when are you most, I don't know nobody, you can't even have sex because, again, in order for, at least for men, that there must be some. Otherwise, your male counterpart, he's not going to participate. The male man is not going to deliver the mail. Now, see, I watch the male man come by, and he puts the mail he delivers every freaking day. The male man is supposed to deliver the mail. That's why he's called the male man, M-A-I-L. But remember, the God of this world is a linguistical God. So he turned you into a male, M-A-L-E. And the tomb, which is now the womb, because a terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. And everything is around your ability to over and understand phonics. Because the God of this world is a linguistical God, and he knows that having sex has nothing to do with having sex. Having sex has to do with you entering the course. And if you do not enter the course, and the only way to enter the course is with intense sound waves that create a flash or tiny bubbles inside of the water that gives out flashes of light. And this is how light is produced. This is called sonoluminescence. But what we got is bioluminescence. And if you look at the word sonoluminescence, you're going to see the word sun. See, you are the S-O-N. You are the sun of the Most High. You are the S-O-N. So you're supposed to be using S-O-N luminescence. But Lucifer, he gave you bio, B-I-O, luminescence. Again, I have a whole book that explains this. It's called bioluminescence. It breaks down that the sound is introduced into the body. It's not introduced into the water, meaning that that's sex. But it's not sex. That's how you enter the course. But we got a God that didn't teach us, or let me rephrase that, he doesn't allow us to access this information. So our acoustics is off. And so our sonography is off. So when we engage in the sexual act, we do not unleash anything. Because there is no, again, remember what Alex Equality said. Alex Equality said, if this secret sex, if you understand this secret, what secret? What is sex and what is marriage? Which is a scientific secret. If you could perfectly understand this secret, which 12 years of constant study and experimentation, he's having trouble understanding his power, there would be nothing that the human imagination could not accomplish or achieve. Now, I've read all kinds of stuff. I've talked to a lot of people who talk about, you know, sexual magic and, you know, and remember, magic is spelled with a K. It's not spelled with a key, with a C. And I've talked about it every day, and that's why. Why do you think in all Hollywood, in order to get to the higher levels, there has to be some type of sexual act performed? And how come in all of the orgies, how come all of the rituals, there's blood and sex? Why those two things? Because those things is how you control light and sound or life. They want to control your life. They want to control your light. And they want to control your love. So what happens during the intercourse, when you enter the course without love? Anybody? What happens to the enter when you enter the course? The word enter means internal. So sex is an internal course. Sex, because remember, nobody can have sex. Cannot have sex. You can't. Sex is not something that you do. Sex is something that you are. I'm of the male sex. I got two balls and a cane. Now you may be of the female sex. You got two ovaries and a canal. So there's difference. There's a difference there. That's called masculinity and femininity. There are biological differences between those two. But are there any spiritual differences between those two? Where the archetypes want to stereotype. So that's how they control. So the main problem is the archons, which again, these are the lower vibrational beings, that they have a lid on the sexual beingness or your sexual identity, and they've regulated you to feeling certain things, whether they be sexual or not sexual. Because we again, it's not about sex. You can't have sex. There is a difference, because we've got to understand the difference between what philosophies and what has been promoted as sexuality today. Because sexuality today is not true sexuality. There is certain philosophies that are being promoted. So that way we are, certain things are being promoted so that way you see sex as superior to certain other things. So certain sexual acts or certain sexual people are superior to other people. Now, usually that's the male. And primarily it's usually a Caucasian male, because the script writers have wrote a script where, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'5", Caucasian male is superior to any female. Fee, again, you got to charge that. There's a fee. And so this produces a particular stereo, a particular frequency, sound, wave, or vibration that is being sent out that says that you're less valuable if you're not a 6'5", blonde hair, blue eye, Caucasian male. And that makes you feel something. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, it still affects you because it's linguistical. So sex, my brothers and sisters, this stuff is way deeper than a physical act. This gets into a stereo sound. So now remember, that's the statement in the Bible that says in Christ that there is neither male nor female. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. So in Christ, that's the, remember, Christ is the oil. So inside the oil, meaning if I go into your spinal cord and I do a spinal tap and I take out your spinal cord fluid, is it male or female? You can't tell. The fluid is the same in male or female. So in Christ, there is neither male nor female. In heaven, there is no giving or receiving. In marriage, there is no marriage of age. There is no fee to be a male. But there is an internal course that we got to engage in. Notice the course is internal. How come it's not external? So why is everything that you're doing external? Why is everything that you're doing external? And I've been talking about the biological expression, and I've been telling you how everything that you got to do is internal. And what is sex? So we think sex, remember, you can't have it. I mean, I know we all say, hey, man, I'm going to have sex, man. I'm going to have sex. No, you're not having sex, boo-boo. Because you can't have it. Because sex is something that you are. Sex is not something that you do. Now, you may have intercourse. You may be having a sexual, if you want to use that term, intercourse, which, again, we're going to break all of this down. I'm just dropping a bunch of questions that I'm going to be answering during this series. So all these questions, we're going to destroy, and we're going to give you back your power. We're going to give you what Aleister Crowley knew, what all the 1%ers knew, what Skull and Crossbones, what all the knuckleheads do, why they have power, why they got doing this power, and why we don't. Now, we should know all this stuff, because where did they get this stuff from? The Bible. Now, what's interesting is that they use this stuff for good or evil because it's just a tool. And I got people that the hardest thing for what I do is that people say, well, Brother Will, everything you say is the same thing that they say in the Philemic Art of the Golden Dawn. I got Masons that call me and say, hey, man, you know, I was traveling and I did this, that, and the other. And what you said is exactly what my quote unquote said. But they don't believe in, you know, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Ring, ring, ring. None of them do. At the high levels, Jesus and Satan are the same. I've been saying that for years. Now, I know that may be news for some folk, but at the higher levels, that's why male and female are the same. That's why you can anally penetrate a male at those levels, and it's cool. That's what the Black Boule, they engage in that stuff all the time. Now, you can't get to that level unless you've, you know, been anally penetrated. As I talk about inside of my book, The Seven Seals of Satan. You cannot get to that level unless your soul has been sealed, unless they've reversed the spin of your oil. So your oil is not coming up, your oil is coming down, and it stays in the sacrum. It never goes up to the holies of holies. That way you're spiritually dead. Oh, but your genitals are alive, but you have no oil inside of your pineal gland. That's what anal penetration does. Why are you thinking all the porn movies and all this stuff? Now, men, there are men that would rather have sex anally instead of just having sex, quote unquote, normally. Remember, man, nothing on this earth is done for just shiznits and giggles, nothing. Man, y'all gotta wake up. Y'all gotta research. You gotta ask one question: why? You gotta ask that question why 7 times. If the dominant culture prevents something to you, if they're going to say, okay, I'm going to prevent a new drug. New drugs come out every day. And they say these new drugs, you know, y'all watch the commercials? They say, oh, yeah, the new drug will prevent this. And then it lists 5 minutes of side effects. And then it calls. And they say it really, really fast. Oh, but, it'll stop your feet from growing. But, you know, you're going to die of a massive heart attack. So the side effects, the small print. Nobody listens to the small, well, not nobody. Very few people read the small print. They just see the benefit. Okay, you get one benefit, but you got 9 side effects. That is not a good deal. I don't know about y'all. That is not a good deal. That's the deal that remember, sin is pleasurable for a moment. So Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor, the dark side, ignorance, that's all ignorance. Ignorance is not good. Ignoring truth is not good. Ignoring facts, if you ignore biological facts, now you know. There's nobody on this call that you can look me in the eyeball and tell me that, you know, processed sugar is good for you. Everybody knows you've done the research. And if you haven't done it, there's articles everywhere. You're like, nobody can tell me just, you know, just table salt, sodium. Now, there is organic. Now, inorganic is not bad, but organic is good because it's natural. So, you know, organic, like some of the, what is it, some of the sea salts, some of the peak Himalayan salts, some of those salts are good because the body needs. There are 12 cell salts the body needs. So some salt, some sodium, the body has sodium and potassium pumps. Without sodium and without potassium, you out of here, boo-boo. It's a wrap. You will die. So sodium and potassium is very necessary, but not all sodium. So you think they're going to give you the sodium that you need? Why would they do that? And they're trying to get you off the rock. Now, you got to stay here until you vibrate out of here. They want to get you out of here before you get into listening to somebody like me. They don't want you to understand how to enter the course. They want you to go external. They don't want you to go internal. They want you to, you know, they, whoever they are. Now, remember, when I was a part of they, I didn't know. And most of the people, they're just ignorant. They just don't know. That's why, again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. This is not about individual people. Because people who control are themselves controlled. They don't know. So they demonize the people that you probably need to listen to. Some of the books that you probably need to read, they, whoever they are, they probably told you, boo-boo, don't read that book. Why? Because somebody told them to read the book. Nobody ever read the book. So when I read the book of Coming Forth by Day and Night, I was like, damn, that was a good book. Now, it had some stuff in there, but hey, most of the informing in there was pretty, the Lesser Keys of Solomon, the Greater Keys of Solomon. So a lot of the ancient texts that they say, don't read, because it explains why masturbation and homosexuality are keys. But what are they keys to? They are keys to what they call social and sexual are pretty much interchangeable. So when we want social order, when we talk about sociology, if you are a sociopath, social and sexual are the same word. Don't tell nobody I told you. So when they're talking about social order, they're talking about sexual order. When they're talking about a social path, they're talking about the sexual path. When they're talking about, again, a psychological social path, excuse me, they're talking sexual. So there are certain sacrifices. There are certain practices that are socially acceptable that are sexually acceptable. So social discourse is sexual discourse. So homosexual is homosocial. So social disorder and social order, the word social and the word sexual are interchangeable. So they are interested. Now, when you see somebody who are interested in sociology is just another word for sexuality. So what is sociology, or what is a sociologist? So a sociology is a person who studies society. So sociology and society is sexuality. It is patterns of sexual interaction that changes culture. So it's the way they use sex to develop and structure culture or society. Change society. And I can change your mentality by manipulating your sexuality. Because sex is not something that you do. Sex is something that you are. I want to change who you are. How do I change you, boo-boo? 666, which is code for sex, sex, sex. Now, this is just the intro. I'm just giving you just, you know, a couple of nuggets. But we're going to break it down in the next 7 hours. And during the next 7 hours, okay, you got to wear your big boy drawers and your big girl panties, because I'm going to say some stuff that's going to hurt your feelings. And it's not personal. This is not personal. I don't have no dog in this fight. I actually do. I actually can care less. If you're homosexual, it doesn't affect me, because you don't bring that to my house. Because if you do, I got something for you. Meaning that if somebody's homosexual and they want to be homosexual, that doesn't affect me. That's them. That's their body. They can do whatever they want with their body. It's just like with, you know, the whole abortion issue. Now, I'm for life, but I'm not if you're a woman and you want to do with your body what you want to do, that's between you and your God. I'm not going to try to legislate morality. I'm not going to try to force my knowing onto you. Now, I know certain things. Now, if you don't know those things, that's called ignorance. Because there's a lot of things that I don't know. Now, I know a lot of things, but there are things I still don't know. That's why every day I wake up and I study to show myself approved unto God, not men. Because a lot of men say, okay, brother, you're good. You know a lot of stuff. No, I want to be approved unto God. See, God is all-knowing. I want to be like that. I want to be on that same frequency. I want to be all-knowing. That's why every day I wake up and my dog behind study. Every day I'm freaking researching stuff. And I know. I didn't read this shit in no book. I know sociology is sexuality. So sex is a scientific study of how to change the pattern of social relationships, how you relate to other people, how does society works, how does institutions work, how does religion work, how do I develop a structure, how do I develop human society, how do I control human society, how do I control the patterns by way you relate to other people? How do I control how you interact? How do I control the black culture? Sex. How do I control the black church? Sex. How do I control the black family? Sex. How do I control the black diet? Sex. How do I control the black education system? Sex. How do I control black activity? Sex. How do I control anything? Sex. What is the most powerful force on earth? Sex. So a sexologist studies how sex controls society and how sex controls the social construct and the social behavior by focusing on how organizations, which is a code word for orgasms, by using orgasms to control organizations, and organizations control groups, and groups control individuals, and individuals control institutions. So I can control any institution on the planet with sex. Washington is run by sex. What was Pizzagate all about? Sex with little boys. Sex controls the Vatican. Why you think priests take a vow of celibacy, but yet they sleeping with all the little altar boys? Sex. What's underneath the Vatican? Why they got all those aborted fetuses underneath the Vatican for all these nuns that have had all these babies, but they supposed to be celibate? It's just a graveyard underneath the Vatican. Why? Sex. So without understanding what is sex? What is the purpose of sex? And how do we get out of their version and get back to a biblical, true, spiritual, over, under, and understanding of how to go eternal? The internal course is what we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying during this series. And we're going to get out of the contract between that you've made unknowingly. We are nobody did. And as I talked about it before, one of the greatest things, and I was going to, you know, bring it on, but then I thought about, and I still may do it sometime in the future. I may actually bring on a couple of actual practicing witches and have them explain contracts. Or nonverbal contracts, stuff I talk about in my book, Demonic Soul Ties. I got contacted by a bunch of folks when I wrote that book. Because remember, you know, Cretans, we're not supposed to know this. We're not supposed to know how to counsel soul ties and demonic contracts. That's what a marriage is. Now, but again, just saying it, that don't mean nothing. Anybody can come over and say something positive or say something negative. Man, give me some cosmological proof. Give me some biological proof. and give me some biblical proof. Okay, boo-boo, I got you. I got a plethora. How much time you got? Because I got a long time. I got a lot of time because I'm outside of time. I'm in eternity already. So I can talk all day, every day, nonstop, 24-7, 365. Just give me some lime water, and I'm good. I can rock and roll. So, brothers and sisters, this series is going to be profound. Now, remember, this ain't no bad or good series. This is a consciousness. Everything I do is about consciousness. Consciousness is awareness. Awareness is perception. Perception is the ability to read the life stream of other entities, whether they be organic or inorganic, whether they be Nephilim or not, whether they be a mojo, whether it's a sprite, whether it's a djinn, whether it's a genie, whether it's an organic portal, whether it's an actually, you know, soulless entity. I don't give a flying beep what it is. Sound into water produces light. It's just whether what kind of light. Because, you know, Lucifer is known as the light bearer or the light bringer. Now, Yahushua is known as the light of the world or the morning star. Well, Lucifer got the same terms. Isn't that interesting how Lucifer had the same terms as Yahushua? But nobody want to talk about that. So we got to make sure that we're on the right track. We're on the right course. Because a lot of people, that music is streaming now. The Father is sending out a frequency, a wave of vibration. So is the anti-Father or the anti-God. So God is sending out and the anti-God is sending out. And the Bible says, you know, okay, who's your daddy? Who are you going to serve? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. And so we got a linguistical God over this harmonious arrangement. This is called linguistical anthropology. Oh man, we're gonna destroy some demons with this series. I mean, we're gonna just murder some demons. Because this is Lang Gu Age. That is the god of aeons, the god of war. Mars, some people call him. That's why Mars and the word mare, they both start with M-A-R. Mars is the god of war. If you want to rage war, marriage, mare of Mars. Now, again, it's not good or bad. It's expanding on the gnosis so that way you are not blindsided. You walk into this thing with both eyes wide open. And again, you make it your B-I-T-C-H. It works for you. You don't work for it. There's a lot of benefits into marriage, a plethora. There's a lot of benefits in on over and into sex. Your job is, again, is to know the benefits and to align so that way you can shine. That is your job. That's why you're here. That's why you're supposed to work wise day. Because linguistics and language is the ability to understand, one, morphology, two, syntax, S-Y-N. The Y is an I. There is a tax on sin. Syntax. Phonology or phonics. Hooked on phonics worked for me. Did it? Four, semantics. Semiotics, spelled S-E-M. A-N-T-I-C, semantics. Once you break this down, then your whole world changes. Because now you can see the life stream of any entity. That's called discernment. Now, that's month of September. That is my gift. I didn't have to read it. I didn't have to study it. I didn't have to learn it. I was born with it. I just happened to be born in that ray. And that was a gift that was given to me by the source of all source. Everybody on this call, you have a gift that was given to you by the source of all source, by the Pleroma or the Pleroom. Now it is your job to walk in your calling and in your anointing so that way you can understand the power of how to enter the course. My brothers and sisters, what I will be sharing during this series is, again, this is not for new boo-boos. We're going to break down how to be fruitful and multiply. Because it's extremely important, brothers and sisters. The forefather, the big G, he don't make mistakes. Now, the little G, he does. But the big G doesn't. Sex is spirituality. He want to use it to bring about linguisticality. But let's be clear. Sex is something that takes place between your ears, not between your legs. We'll break it down on the new series that starts tomorrow at 7 p.m. Just go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Cost is $25 for members of the Life Management System or the Kingdom Menage Training Center. The cost is $50 for non-members. You do not want to miss this series, brothers and sisters. Again, this series is going to challenge you. However, like I say with everything, I got 10 grand if you can prove me wrong. I'm not saying anything to try to hurt anybody's feelings. Y'all know that I am a married man, second marriage. I have sex just like anybody else. I started this. That's why I asked questions about it. And I asked the father, the forefather, source, the pleroma, and even saying father, I was talking with a client this morning, even saying forefather is a misnomer because that applies sex. That applies gender. And as people, we like to apply gender and sex to things that don't have gender and sex. Energy don't have gender. So to say the forefather is, even that's kind of a, that's a flaw. That falls right into the enemy's trap. I'm applying gender. That implies that father is a male man. He's not male nor female, because we just read, well, there is no more, there is neither male nor female. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. So we got to get out of, I got to get out of applying gender and sex. Now, that's difficult for us because we grew up. So to say, you know, source, to say the pleroma, to say the pleru, to say what is some of the words that it say in the ancient tradition. As we go further back, as we were doing, as we're going through the rest of the series. Now, remember, by the time we get to, you know, November, December, we're going to be breaking down not the external Christ. We're not going to be breaking down the internal Christ. We're going to be breaking down a whole nother Christ. Because remember, the enemy is smart. He don't care if you got the inside or the outside. Remember, it's never option A or option B. It is always option C. And option C is never on the planet. Option C is never on the table. Option C is not even on the test. They give you a test and it's multiple choice between A and B. Both answers are wrong. The test is designed for you to fail. So the test, in order for you to get your testimony, you got to realize that the test is rigged. You got to tell the person who gave you the test, I'm sorry, but the answer that is not on the test. Or where it says circle and it only has A, B, you got to write in C and you got to put your answer in there. Because if you take that test and you select the answers, the options that they provide you on the test, both options, left wing, right wing, one bird. I've never seen a bird. The wings were not attached to it. That was flying. So whether you know, people tell me, well, I'm on the left. I'm against the right. Oh, I'm on the right. I'm against the left. Ain't they both attached to the same bird? The bird got two wings. The tree had two types of fruit, good and evil. But it was still one tree. Hey, wasn't there another tree in the garden? Yeah. It was. How come we ain't talking about that tree? Because Yahushua said he came to bring life. That was the tree of life. It was in the garden too. But everybody's talking about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. How about we talk about the tree of life? So that's the tree that we're going to be talking about during this series, brothers and sisters. We ain't talking about good and evil. We're talking about a whole other tree. So this series is not really about sex or marriage. It's about a whole other internal course that has not been presented. But it's going to be presented in this series. Again, cost is $25 for members. $50 for non-members. You do not want to miss this one. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. Get the name written on the star that no man, woman can pronounce. May the S-O-N and the S-U-N and the Ruach and the Numa continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless. Thank you.
Yeah.
Even though you knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you.